Dzień dobry. Welcome to our special EGM. Before we start with formalities, I just want to record on behalf of the Supervisory Board, Managing Board, and all colleagues in Santander Polska, the sad passing of our dear colleague Witold Jurcewicz last week. We had the privilege and the honor of working with Witold from 2011, and in fact we knew him for many years before that. Witold, as we know, was a prominent, renowned, eminent lawyer, and he had the distinction of being an expert on legal matters, both European, Polish, banking industry and others, and indeed extremely well qualified and a PhD to his. So he was Dr. Witold Jurcewicz. For us, he was our good friend, our good colleague, Witold. You know, the record, Witold's record as a professional stands for any scrutiny, and he'll be remembered for his great contribution to both the legal and commercial world here in Poland. Most recently, a couple of months ago, in fact, he honoured me with, and I'm sure for others, he honoured me with a book of poetry that he had written. And I was just looking at it today, where he wrote a very personal message to me. And that was Witold. His greatest accolade he earned for himself. So there was Witold the profession, but Witold the individual. If you ever wanted, on life's travels, if you ever wanted to meet somebody who epitomized honesty, truth, integrity, you didn't have to go any further than Witold Jurcewicz. A really, truly, highly honored individual. So our deep condolences go to his family at this difficult time and to his wife, Elena. We will sadly miss him here in Santander, Poland. He has put a great mark on the organization. He loved the organization. He did everything to support the organization. So may Witold rest in peace. Now, we'll move on to the order of the day. Business. Regrettably or otherwise, business has to go on, and that's the way Witold would want us to deal with it. So we will move to the order of the day, and our first duty is to welcome you and thank you for turning up at our extraordinary general meeting. We will check, let me introduce my colleagues here on the podium with me. We have Pavel Orłowski, who will be taking the minutes of today's meeting. We have Łukasz Gajewski beside me on my right, the independent legal advisor. We have Katarzyna Gorzowska, forgive me for pronunciation, and I'm missing someone. Oh, my good friend Arkadiusz Szybyl. Did you invite him?
Yes.
Good. Arkadiusz is welcome as well, head of our retail. Let's check that all shareholders are familiar with our voting. Our highly sophisticated electronic voting. If not, we can have a demonstration. Anybody like to be reminded of tak and nie? Even I know that. No? Okay. So everybody's comfortable with that. Okay. So let's deal with appointing a chairman for today's meeting. Could I have a nomination and the nomination of the candidate who also is a shareholder of the meeting.
Dzień dobry, Łukasz Siwek. Ja chciałbym proponować na przewodniczącego pana mecenasa.
I would like to appoint, to nominate Mr. Radosław Kwaśnicki.
Okay, no other nomination. Does Mr. Radosław Kwaśnicki accept the nomination? Okay, let's proceed with the voting arrangements to see if we can elect a chairman of the meeting. I don't think it gets much stronger than that, 100%. You accept the appointment, Relative?
Yes.
I'd invite you to the podium and thank you in anticipation of you chairing our meeting today.
Dzień dobry państwu, witam.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon, Chairman. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Now I'd like to start to proceed with the agenda. I have been presented with the participation list, and I am hereby signing the list. This can be reviewed during the meeting. And before we proceed to the items of the agenda, a couple of technical information. I'd like to present the information about the number of shares and the number of votes attached to that. So today we have 330 shareholders who hold 84,109,337 votes, which is related to the same number of shares attached to them. I would like to say that the meeting has been duly convened by the announcement presented on the 21st of August in the investor relations on the website and via the current report 25/2019 of the 21st of August according to the binding law. Additionally, on the 12th of September via current report number 26, we have announced a candidate to the supervisory board together with the amendments to item number 7, 10, and 11 of the agenda. According to the Commercial Companies Code, the AGM is valid no matter how many shares are represented, unless the law says otherwise. I would like to confirm that this EGM has been duly convened and can enact rules. Additionally, I would like to inform you that this EGM is webcasted online, and according to the best practice, I would like to propose that the draft resolutions that have been published are not read out in full. So I would like to ask you whether you agree to that. Okay. So as a shareholder of the meeting, I would like to apply for voting via a secret ballot. All right, let us proceed. If we are comfortable with all the rules, I would like to open a secret ballot on the draft resolution number 2. So I open the secret ballot. Here in the room, we have representatives of financial institutions, and some of them represent a large number of shareholders who wish their vote to be carried out in a different way so that the voting process will take longer than expected. Okay, has everybody been able to vote? I close the vote. So the draft resolution has been adopted unanimously for 84,109,337. So now let us proceed to items 5 of the agenda. And now I would like hand over to the CEO.
Dzień dobry.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. On the 12th of June 2019, the management boards of Santander Bank Polska, Santander Securities, and Santander Finanse signed a division plan for Santander Securities. The merger of brokerage operations with the bank will comply with article of the Code of Commercial Companies and will be, that's article 529 item 1, and will take place as follows. Through transferring to the bank part of the assets and liabilities as well as rights and obligations of Santander Securities in the form of an organized part of the enterprise, the company being divided, dealing with brokerage activities, and through transferring to Santander Finance a part of the assets and liability as well as rights and obligations of Santander Securities in the form of an organized part of the enterprise, of the company being divided, dealing with educational activities, the ratio for exchanging shares of the company being divided for shares of Santander Finanse is 2,500 shares of the company being divided will correspond to one newly issued share in the increased share capital of Santander Finanse. Since the bank is the sole shareholders of the company being divided, it is not intended to increase the bank's share capital in the connection with the bank's acquiring some assets of the company being divided. However, the share capital of Santander Finance is to be increased by way of issuing new shares. As a result of the division, the bank as the sole shareholder of the company being divided will take up all shares of new issue of Santander Finance. The shares will be created in connection with the increase of the share capital of Santander Finance as part of the division. There will be 60 shares each of a nominal value of 50 zlotys and a total nominal value of 3,000. No obligatory capital contributions are expected. Dear shareholders, on the 12th of June 2019, the management boards of the companies participating in the division made and signed reports which explained the reasons behind the division. The reports included significant elements of the division plan and the business case, along with the information that no specific difficulties were encountered during the valuation of Santander Securities assets and shares. In the business case, the participants pointed out that the brokerage business of Santander Group in Poland was run by the bank and Santander Securities, and considering that the brokerage functions operated under different business and operational models, the bank, Santander Securities and Santander Finance had decided on the division of Santander Securities in order to integrate and harmonize the investment business within a single entity, that is the bank. At the same time, taking into account the training business run by Santander Securities, the companies participating in the division decided to make that business part of Santander Finance, a company that has experience and the know-how in training agent networks and employees. That decision is an element of the bank's strategy that is aimed at improving the effectiveness of the said business within the group, including the improvement of the quality and the comprehensiveness of the brokerage proposition addressed to all customer groups, and in particular to personal customers. As a result, Santander Securities customers will have access to a better proposition through a broader range of products and services such as investment advice, access to foreign markets and remote order placement options through a mobile application. The integration of brokerage services within the bank will facilitate better use of the existing resources and potential, thus increasing the bank's competitive position on the brokerage services market. The bank's management board wishes to note that on the 8th of July 2019, the auditor appointed by a relevant registration court issued an opinion about the plan's compliance with the Code of Commercial Companies. The auditor stated that the division plan was correct and fair in all material respects. The share exchange ratio was determined properly and the method applied for that end was appropriate. The auditor also stated that there had been no material difficulties related to the valuation of Santander Securities shares. The management board wishes to note that there were no material changes in assets and liabilities of the companies participating in the merger as at the date of the resolution on the division. Thank you very much for your attention. Thank you very much, Mr. President. Let me move to item 6. We will now vote on draft resolution number 3 on the division of Santander Securities Spółka Akcyjna. We need a qualified majority of votes here to adopt this resolution, and this must be considered by the company operating the voting system. You may now cast your vote.
Czy ktoś z państwa chciał wykonać prawo głosu, a prawo...
Have you all been able to cast your vote? The voting is now closed. This resolution has been adopted unanimously. We have 84,109,337 votes in favor. Let us move to item 7 of the agenda. We'll now vote draft resolution number 4 on appointing the supervisory board member. This was released through a current report on the 12th of September 2019. This is an important issue, and to dispel any doubts, it's about appointing Isabel Guerreiro to the supervisory board. You may now pass your cast your vote in a secret ballot.
Czy ktoś z państwa chciał wykonać prawo głosu?
Have you all been able to cast your vote? The voting is still in process. Let me know when you've cast your vote. Have you all been able to cast your vote? The voting is now closed. We have 73,832,477 votes in favor, against 5,813,862, and we have 4,462,998 votes that abstained. So I want to congratulate the new member of the supervisory board and want to move to the following item. I want to hand over to the CEO again. Dear shareholders, the information on selling the organized part of the enterprise, the investment services center. The bank provides professional transfer agent services to Santander TFI and investment funds managed by TFI through the investment services center, Centrum Usług Inwestycyjnych, a separate organizational unit. It is a common market practice for TFI to outsource such services. to the best of our knowledge, the relationship between Santander TFI and Santander Bank Polska is the only case when such services have been outsourced to a bank. The decision on the sale of the investment services center fits in with the business model transformation strategy, whose central objective is to focus on the bank's resources, on its core business, and to improve the effectiveness and the quality of the subsidiary's operation. In the opinion of the bank's management, the acquiring entity has the required experience and know-how as evidenced by its market position. Thank you very much. Thank you. Let me move to voting draft resolution number 5, consent to dispose of an organized part of the enterprise, a separate organizational unit of Santander Bank Polska S.A., Investment Service Center, Centrum Usług Inwestycyjnych. You may now cast your vote in a secret ballot.
Głosowanie jeszcze trwa. Ja wskazuję.
The voting is in process. We need a qualified majority to adopt this resolution. Three-fourths of all votes. Have you all been able to cast your vote? The voting is now closed. We'll now see the results. We have 74,761,868 votes in favor, against 9,346,507 votes. We have abstained 962, so this resolution has been adopted. Let me now move to item 9 of the agenda. I will now hand over to the chairman of the supervisory board.
So the next resolution is to adopt some small amendments to the assessment policy for recruiting new members to the supervisory board. The policy was already approved and adopted by the shareholders' AGM previously, and authority given then to the supervisory board to make appropriate amendments as the supervisory board saw fit. So there have been some minor amendments, for example, inclusion of PESL number, personal identification number, being explicit on citizenship, nationality, and also to record if potential candidates previously worked with financial institutions. So the proposal before this EGM is to adopt those amendments by resolution, and as I said, the policy has already been approved by the shareholders' meeting. Thank you.
Bardzo uprzejmie dziękuję panu przewodniczącemu.
Thank you very much, Chairman. Let me now move to item 10 of the agenda. That's draft resolution number 6. On the amendment of the bank's statutes. Current report number 26 of the 12th of September of this year. You may now cast your vote in a secret ballot.
Czy ktoś z Państwa chciał?
Have you all been able to cast your votes? I close the vote. Let us see the results. In favor, 77,220,495. Against, 5,882,361. Abstentions, 1,006,481. I hereby declare that the resolution has been adopted. Now let us go to item 11 of the agenda. Let us vote on the draft resolution number 7 on the remuneration for the new member of the supervisory board and the amendments to the annual general meeting resolution number 41 dated 17 May 2017 regarding determining the remuneration of supervisory board members. Let us vote in a secret ballot.
Czy ktoś z Państwa chciał wykonać prawo?
Have you all been able to cast your votes? I close the vote. Let's see the results. In favor, 77,885,888. Against, 5,712,304. Abstentions, 511,145, which is why the resolution has been adopted. Now let us go to item 12 of item of the agenda. I confirm there were no complaints or rejections to the agenda. Thank you for the organization of the meeting, and I close the general meeting. Thank you for your participation and have a nice day.